there I was, 16 years old. 16! Sitting in a dank, slimy prison cell. I couldn't believe it. How in the world had I ended up in this nasty, boring prison cell? I sat there considering what I had done. I definitely deserved to be here, but I was not happy about it. My name is George Mueller. I was born back in the 1800s, 1805, in Prussia. Growing up, my father was a rich tax collector. We had an amazing house. And this wasn't the first time that I had done wrong. It was the first time I'd been to prison, but it wasn't the first time I'd been caught. You see, for as long as I could remember, I just did what I wanted to do. If I saw something that I liked, I went after it. If I wanted it, I got it. And look where it landed me. Prison. I can distinctly remember when I was 10 years old. I was standing in my dad's study. He had left the room. And I glanced over at his big wood study desk. And underneath one of the golden lamps was a pile of coins. Looking around, I started taking small steps towards that glowing pile of coins. And all I could think was all the fun things that I could do if I got some of that money. All the amazing things I could buy, the candy, the stuff I could get if I just had those coins. And so I decided right then and there that I was going to steal some of those coins. But I needed to make sure my dad didn't catch me. See, my dad was a pretty angry person. He was a pretty scary person. But he wouldn't know, right? If I just took three or four of those coins and left a pile there, it's not like he counts every coin in the house. I could get away with it. And so, shaking slightly, I began to take nervous steps towards the pile of coins. Each time I took a step, I'd look behind me, trying to make sure that nobody would see me. My heart began to beat fast as I got closer and closer to the pile of coins. I heard a sound outside of the study. I stood stock still, waiting. Nothing happened. Shaking just a little bit, I reached out a shaky hand and quickly snatched 1, 2, 3 coins. Looking around for a place to hide them, I first put it in my pocket, then thought to myself, if my dad sees me, he might hear the jangling in my pocket. He might check my pockets. And so, thinking myself brilliant, I took off my sneaky shoe and my dirty socks, and I put the 3 coins inside of the sock. I then quickly pulled the sock back onto my left foot, put my shoes back on, and began to quickly, and as innocently as I could, walk towards the exit of the study. Right as I got to the door of the study, I heard somebody come in from the other entrance. I heard the sound of footsteps and a throat being cleared. Freezing in place, I spun around and looked directly into the eyes of my father. He stood there looking suspicious at me. He took a step towards me, and I inadvertently took a step back from him. I said, "Hi, Dad." He looked at me, a stern, steely glaze, looking directly at me. And then he glanced at the wooden desk where the coins glowed under the lamp of his desk. Then he looked back at me. Immediately, sweat began to pour down my face. "I was just leaving, Dad."
"George."
"Yes?"
"Did you take coins from this desk?"
Shaking my head vigorously, no. "No, I wouldn't steal coins from you."
He didn't believe me. He took a step towards the desk, reached out his hands, picked up the golden coins, and began to count them one at a time. placing each one of them on the desk in front of them. Finally, he got to the last coin. He set it on the desk. He looked up at me. "George, I put 10 coins here, George, and there's only 7. My mouth dried out. I didn't know what to do. I tried to scramble to think of a way out of this. I just shook my head and tried to shrug my shoulders and look as innocent as possible and say, "Dad, I have no idea where they went. Maybe they fell off on the ground." He didn't buy it. I said, "George, did you take my coins?" I shook my head, unable to speak. My mouth dried out, shaking slightly, trying to look innocent. He pointed at my pockets and said, "George, what's inside of your pockets?" Reaching into my coat pockets, I pulled out nothing, just some lint. "Look, Dad, just hairs." "The other pocket, George," I reached in, "same thing, empty." "What about the inside pocket?" "Same thing, empty." I said, "George, take off your jacket." So I took my jacket off. I said, "George, what about your pant pockets?" I reached into my pockets and inverted the pockets and showed him that they were empty, nothing inside. He searched all of my pockets, thinking I had gotten away with it. He then looked down at my feet. My heart about leapt out of my chest. "Well, Father, that's all right. Can I go?" "George, take your shoes off." I reached down and slipped off one shoe and the other shoe, being careful not to allow the 3 coins to jingle at all. Putting my foot down carefully, I stood there and said, "See? Just feet." He took another step forward and said, "George, take your socks off." I reached down and pulled my right sock off and showed him, "Look, Dad, it's the sock." "The other sock, George." I reached down and I quickly grabbed a hold of the 3 coins in my hands to hide them. Bunching them up, I pulled the sock off, keeping the coins held clenched in my white knuckles, my hands sweating slightly. "So look, Dad, no coins." He reached out his hand towards me and said, "George, give me the sock." Shaking slightly, I set the sock in his hand, and the coins jangled a little bit. I saw his face get red. He glared at me, angry. "George, you stole coins from me?" He yelled at me angrily. He sent me towards my room, and he punished me that day. And I remember deciding that was the last time. No, not the last time I would steal or the last time I would lie. No, that was the last time I would ever get caught. I still wanted to do what I want to do, but I don't want to get caught. And yet here I was, a 16-year-old sitting on a hard bed in a smelly prison cell alone. I couldn't believe it. How could I be so dumb that I would get caught again? I heard footsteps of a policeman coming towards the cell door. He opened the cell door and pointed at me and said, "Are you George Mueller?" I nodded. He said, "Follow me." Getting up, I began to follow that policeman through the corridors of the police station. He led me to a small, dark room. They opened the door up and they set me inside, and I sat at one of the tables. Another police officer came in and sat across from me and began to ask me question after question. I determined not to tell them anything. I figured that I could get away with it if I could just lie well enough. And yet after 3 hours of questioning, they finally got it out of me. They finally figured out that I had been going around from all these nice hotels
and I hadn't been paying. I would sleep the night in these nice hotels, and then in the morning, early in the morning, I'd get up and I'd run away so I didn't have to pay the bill. I was nervous that they would send me to prison, but to be honest, I was more afraid that my dad would find out what I had done. You see, to make matters worse, I had written a letter to my dad telling him that I was staying at school for a little bit, for like 2 weeks extra. You see, I was going to this special school that was miles from where my father lived, so he didn't know any better. I just wrote a quick letter, folded it up, sent it out. And it said that I was going to be singing at special church services for a week. I thought it was a pretty clever lie. But now I wondered if, now that they knew my name, if they had tracked down my dad, and all I could imagine was him storming down to the prison. I could imagine him slamming open the doors, yelling at me. And I didn't want that to happen. I confessed to everything, and they led me back to my cell door, put me inside, and had me sit and wait. I sat there for 4 hours. Nothing happened. A whole night passed and nothing else happened. A day, 3 days, a week passed and nobody came to visit. Nobody let me out. The only visitors I got was the grouchy old policeman who would bring the salty, mushy vegetables and the stale, crunchy bread. They'd slide it underneath the cell door, laughing as they left. I'd get up sore from sitting in a room for so long. I tried to eat the salty, mushy vegetables. I tried to keep track of how many days had passed. It had been 2 or 3 weeks. And as I was counting in my head, I realized that it was December 25th. Christmas had come. And here I was, sitting alone in a cell. I can distinctly remember sitting on that hard bed amongst all the mold and the sounds of squeaking rats, humming Christmas carols that echoed down the empty corridors, alone. A few more days passed, and I heard the sounds of footsteps coming down the corridor. Standing up from my bunk and walking over to the cell bars, I wrapped my hands around the cold cell bars and put my face up to the bars and looked out towards the corridor, and I saw a light bobbing down the corridor towards me. It was one of the police officers. He approached the cell door, keys in hand, and said, "George, back away from the cell door. I took 2 steps back. He took the keys out, put them inside the old lock, and turned. Made a clicking sound. He then reached out, pulled the door open. It squeaked open. He said, "George, there's someone here to see you." At first, I was excited, and then it hit me. It's possible that's my dad. Not wanting to leave the prison cell, but knowing I had no other option, I began following the police officer as he made his way back down the corridors toward the lobby of the police office. I tried to think of some excuses. I tried to think of some way that I could get out of this or explain to my dad, or maybe I could lie to him and tell him I had been falsely accused, but I came up with nothing. My mind was completely blank of any ideas. We got to the door that led to the lobby. The police officer opened the door. I squinted slightly as I got into the bright lobby, my eyes accustomed to the darkness of the cell room. And as my eyes began to focus and get accustomed to the bright lights of the lobby, there, standing across the room, his face set in an angry glare, was none other than my... To be continued. We'll find out what happens next. We'll find out who's standing there, what they do, and what happens to our friend George Mueller, stuck in a police cell in Prussia.